Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Blur's frontman Damon Albarn and graphic artist Jamie Hewlett are the heart of Gorillaz, the virtual band fueled by hip-hop beats, arresting animation, and guest stars from around the world. But now, Albarn and Hewlett have joined forces with actor and director Chen Shizheng for something very different. Inspired by a 16th century Chinese fable, the stage spectacle Monkey, Journey to the West falls somewhere between opera, the circus, and Saturday morning cartoons. It pulls together acrobats, martial arts, electronica, and traditional Chinese music. Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett join me to talk about Monkey, which gets its CD release this week. Guys, thanks very much for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you. So that was a very accurate description of it.
Really, the kind, because it is sort of a hard thing to pin down.
Yeah, you've nailed it for us, basically.
I've nailed it by just hammering wildly at various things. I mean, you guys have been careful not to call this a Gorillaz project. It is Monkey. Do you see it as having elements of... I mean, is it opera, Damon? Let me ask you that.
It has elements of opera. The stage version, which is actually how we started this collaboration, has performed in the Châtelet in Paris and the Royal Opera House in London. So in that sense, it's opera.
So if it makes it to the opera stage, it's an opera.
Well, yeah, it makes it to the opera stage, and then the purists go, "That's not opera! Get it off!" I don't know.
It started life
as
an opera. It was intended to be an opera, but it's just sort of expanded a little bit further, I guess, because of our involvement. I mean, it has animation in it. It has very strange instruments being used in it. It has Chinese acrobats, contortionists. So it's sort of, it's a hybrid of an opera.
Which is what opera was to begin with.
And which is the only way opera, I think, can move forward and appeal to the masses, is if it grows.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to incorporate the kind of traditional Chinese voices, i.e. Beijing opera, which is a very formalized style. And so, yeah, we took a lot of kind of sort of artistic decisions which probably went against the grain.
Well, and, you know, one of them is to make the decision to do the opera in Chinese, in
Mandarin.
Mandarin.
Yeah. I mean, that was a no-brainer for me, although everyone thought I was mad. Being a language I still don't speak anything of, but I just love the sound of it.
Damon, was it odd to write songs that you knew you were not going to be singing?
Oh, well, I've been doing that quite a lot, really. I mean, with Gorillaz, it's sort of, I like that. Yeah. I like that. The hardest thing, though, was just sitting back and because you're so aware, when you get so involved and you write a score that big, you know, and the singers, and if anyone's slightly out of tune, or, you know, the whole thing is torture, actually. It's that you shouldn't really go and watch your own work once you've done it. You know?
Spoken like a true composer. You sit there and you watch the rehearsal and you're in pain every time someone's out of tune.
Well, it's because, you know.
All right, how different, if we dip into some of the CD of Monkey, which is out this week, how different is the music in this setting from what people had a chance to see in the live performance?
Well, sonically, it's much truer to Jamie and my original vision of how the genesis of this, and it came from this proposal from the Châtelet Opera and the Stadtoper in Berlin, and the Manchester International Festival. We had no idea about opera. We knew about Monkey because it had been a cult TV show when we were kids, when we were like 11. It was the biggest show. It was a Japanese version of it. So immediately our eyes lit up because we remember that with great affection. But China itself, no, we didn't really have much of an impression of it. So we had to go there. So this record really, sonically, is how we wanted the whole thing. It's how we felt about China, you know, the terrifying aspects of modern China and the sublime history of the place and the sense of balance, but also sort of imminent disaster, which you really do feel when you're in China. It's quite an extraordinary place.
Well, we can pick up on the modern and the ancient, that thread in a moment. But let's hear the track called Monkey Bee. This is from Monkey, Journey to the West, by my guests Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett. That is music from Monkey, Journey to the West. It is Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett's multimedia work. They're with me here in the studio on Soundcheck today. Jamie, Damon was talking before about, you know, when you guys were kids, there was this Japanese version of Monkey on British television.
Yeah.
So you guys had some familiarity with the story.
That was, if you were 11 years old, living in England when we were 11, which was hot.
Back in the 1980s,
you'd come home from school and you'd watch Monkey, and a Japanese version of
was it animated?
No, live action.
Live action. Okay.
And there was also a program called The Water Margin, which was another Japanese.
So I used to regularly get very moist-eyed about.
So these were the two big shows that we all everyone would go to school and you'd be Monkey or you'd be Pigsy or you'd be Sandy, and the reason we remembered them so clearly is because they're sort of very recognisable characters even now. It's you know them already. They're sort of in your psyche. It's kind of you and me and everyone is.
And who is this? And I'll ask this question, I guess, about the original Monkey and about this piece. Who is it? Is it a children's story? I mean, who is it aimed at?
It's aimed at the original piece or our piece?
Both. I mean,
well,
ostensibly the original is.
I think the original is based on an exaggerated story.
The original, the 16th century one, was actually an incredibly complicated political allegory.
And kind of racy in spots.
It's very racy.
Very
in spots.
Racy.
It's got everything.
I see.
Really, it has the spider women who are like the sirens.
See. Uh-huh.
It has the skeleton demon who wants to eat Tripitaka. Right. He's like a zombie. It's such a rich story that you
That's 500 years ago. What have you guys done with it?
Well, we've done Shortcut to the West because it's too long.
Jamie's quite racy image-wise generally. He likes that sort of thing.
What?
Being racy, you know.
What you're talking about.
So visually, it's quite erotic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all great stories have a bit of everything like that. I mean, it has erotic moments, it has funny moments, it has scary moments, it has fighting, it has drunkenness, it has...
Yeah,
and ultimately, it has enlightenment.
And it has people flying across the stage. I mean, it looks kind of dangerous. Has anybody gotten hurt in this production?
These Chinese kids go to school from about 5 years old and learn how to do this stuff. And we have a girl in the show who's a contortionist, who's considered the best contortionist in China at the moment. And she can literally sit on her own head and eat sandwiches and read books. And it's, you know... And she just smiles in the sweetest
and,
way.
And then have someone do a handstand on top of her.
On top of her while she's in there. I mean, they fly around, they jump, they fight. But they're incredible. I mean, and they all smoke. They do a big kung fu battle and they're going to have a cigarette and have a chat outside.
Yeah. We're speaking with Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett of Gorillaz, but we're not talking about Gorillaz. We're talking about Monkey, Journey to the West. Although, Jamie, it does look, the animation will remind people of what they're sort of familiar with through the Gorillaz videos and albums. What is happening, Damon, in Battle in Heaven? I mean, we're talking about people flying around and stuff. What's going on?
This is when Monkey raids the Peach Banquet.
Yeah, the Peach Banquet, which is this sort of
celestial orgy,
VIP gentlemen's kind of gentlemanly god club, where lots of young ladies come and give them these peaches every 1,000 years that ensure eternal life. So it's a pretty great place if you're a bloke.
And if you're invited.
If you're invited.
Which Monkey isn't.
He's not invited, but he feels he gate crashes, basically, and this is what happens.
Battle in Heaven from Monkey, Journey to the West. Battle in Heaven is a scene from Monkey, Journey to the West, the multimedia piece, an opera of sorts by my guest, Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett, along with Chen Shizheng, the Chinese actor and director who's been based here in New York for a number of years. This is a very Chinese project. Damon, you talked before about how the decision to do it in Mandarin was kind of a no-brainer for you guys. You've been back and forth to China over the course of the last few years. In the run-up to the Olympics, Monkey was like the emblem of the BBC's television coverage in the UK. And there was a lot of talk about, you know, how much should we be concerned about China's political situation, human rights. Mm. I mean, was that a concern for you guys as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think China is a place that needs to be nudged, not pushed. I don't think sometimes, which is part of the reason why we felt the need to keep this going and make a record after the stage production and keep life and things, because I don't think people really realise how important China is and how important our relationship with China will become and is becoming. Someone said, in China they make things, and we've just sort of forgotten how to do that. And hence the kind of, we are in the middle of a profound collapse of, you know, who knows how far it's going to go. China's in a very different cycle to us and has a very different attitude, and therefore we need to understand what it is that makes the Chinese psyche tick.
So is it your hope that eventually this piece might actually go to China?
Yeah, I think it will go to China next year. And I'd love this record to, obviously I'd love it to be popular in China. I'd never have to work again. But
Well, no, because it'd be a black market.
Yeah, of course, but you know what I mean. It'd be fantastic.
You'd be really popular in China, you won't make a penny.
No. No, but just the idea, because you know, let's face it, no one's making Chinese influenced music, are they?
Well, except for the Chinese. I mean,
yep, but I mean in the West,
right?
So I think it's important that we do. You know, we have to. Music should always be pioneer new ideas.
So the Monkey Journey to the West, sort of an engagement with the East, so to speak. What about engaging with the world of opera? How out of place did you guys feel at the Royal Opera House?
Well, one of my mates turned up at the opening night at the Covent Garden, the Royal Opera House, in flip-flops. I was a little... I found myself a little appalled by his behavior.
Yes, we were invited to a special party with the opera elite, and I foolishly wore a baseball cap, and everyone kept looking at me like I was going to rob them. And then at some point I was gesturing wildly, and I knocked a tray of canapes over a ballerina's dress, and at that point we had to leave.
Was that a kind of voluntary decision on your part?
We sort of said, this is boring, let's go.
I think they sort of realised that and could sense the excitement and the sort of just sort of slight anarchy that we were bringing into these environments, but also there was, quite a lot of mistrust. And
But also, you know, we filled the opera house full of children came to see it. You know, parents bringing their kids to the opera.
And I think some people...
parents and kids enjoying it.
And some people were just downright appalled.
The purists. Those beloved purists that we talked about earlier. But, you know,
for me, this process, I mean, if anyone ever asked me to write another opera, I've learned an awful lot. And, I don't know. I might make something that purists were a little more comfortable with. Who knows?
All right, well, let me scandalize all the Wagner listeners in the audience, because in a way, what you guys have done reminds me a little bit of Wagner. You know, it's the idea of all the arts together. You have the acrobats, the martial arts.
This story is very Wagnerian.
It is, actually.
Completely.
But there's another thing, and that is you have this monkey world in London now, this theater that's kind of... Yes. For this piece, the way Bayreuth in Germany is specifically for the Wagner operas.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Awful loss of negotiation.
Our manager's had his heart replaced by a pig's heart now. So stressed.
So that's where, that's the current home of Monkey, is Monkey World in London. Will the piece be coming back to the States?
Yes, we'll have the American version of Monkey World.
And where is that likely to be?
I don't know.
Well, we hope it will be all over America in time.
It'll just be one big Monkey World.
We would like it to travel. That's the idea. So,
this piece in the background is called Monkey's World from Monkey Journey to the West. The album is out this week, and the piece is running from November 8th through December 5th at Monkey's World next to the O2 Arena in London. Damon Albarn, the composer, Jamie Hewlett, the designer and animator. Guys, thanks very much for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Still ahead on Soundcheck, saxophonist Rudrish Mahanthappa, and tomorrow... Rapper Ne-Yo debuts at number 2 on the Billboard charts, but one critic thinks rapper Izakiza should be blowing up instead. Slate music critic Jody Rosen joins us for our monthly series, Who's on Top and Who Should Be? That's tomorrow on Soundcheck.